Shalom, everybody. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tells us in the very beginning of Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that doing tshuva is a mitzvah mideoraita. By repenting, by doing tshuva, we perform a mitzvah min haTorah. And if that is the case, we have to ask the following question. Why don't we make a bracha when we do tshuva? We make a bracha when we do other mitzvot. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of doing tshuva? Many poskim have asked this question and offered many beautiful answers. Rav Aaron Levine, he was murdered by the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, in 1941. He was the Rav of Sambor and later the Rav of Reisha. He was called the Reisha Rav or the Reisha Rav. He is the author of Hadrash V'ha'iyun on the Chumash. And in any case, Rav Levine offers three answers in his Sefer Birkas Aharon on Masechet Brachot. These answers are found in the fifth perek of the Birkas Aharon, Simen Shin Chet. And each answer not only gives us insight into the halacha, but each answer teaches us something unique about tshuva. Again, the question is, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva? And the Birkas Aharon offers three answers. First, he says that tshuva is a mitzvah haba b'aveira. The only reason you're performing the mitzvah of tshuva is because you committed a sin beforehand. When we perform a mitzvah haba b'aveira, we do not make a bracha. That is why, for example, that even though there is a mitzvah to return an item that we stole from someone else, or even though there's a mitzvah to return money that we received when we lent money with interest, these are mitzvah too. But we don't, and we cannot make a bracha on returning a stolen object or returning money that we lent in it with interest. Why? Because they are mitzvot haba'ot be'aveira, mitzvah be'aveira. And says the Birkas Aharon, the same is true about tshuva. If we didn't sin, we wouldn't need to do tshuva. And this is lesson number one. We take tshuva so much for granted. We just assume that we can do tshuva and that's it. But we have to remember that this is a mitzvah that is born out of sin. And we really have to tread very carefully. That's answer number one. The second answer that the Birkas Aharon gives as to why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva is because the primary element of tshuva is balev. It's in our thought, it's in our mind, in our heart, in our intention, in our remorse for what we have done in the past, and in our resolve to never return to those sins again. When it comes to mitzvot, where the primary way in which they are fulfilled is balev, we do not make a bracha. For example, we make a bracha on searching for chametz. That's an action. We make a bracha on destroying chametz. That's an action. But we do not make a bracha on bitul chametz, because that's balev. And here too, says the Birkas Aharon, we fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva balev, and therefore we do not make a bracha. And this too reminds us of a valuable lesson in tshuva. We can pound our chests all day long. We can dip in the mikvah. The men can wear a kittel all day long on Yom Kippur. We can fast. We can wear shoes that are not leather, etc., etc. But if tshuva does not come from the heart, from our hearts, from changed attitudes, and a resolute focus to improve our ways, then the main aspect of tshuva is forgotten. God forbid. And that is answer number two. And the third and final answer from the Birkas Aharon as to why we do not make a bracha on tshuva is because we never make a bracha on a mitzvah where we are not sure that it will be fulfilled. If I cannot be 100% sure that I can fulfill a mitzvah, I cannot make a bracha. For example, I make a bracha before I put up a mezuzah or before I eat matzah, because the entire fulfillment of the mitzvah is dependent on me. I have the mezuzah, I have the matzah, and once I make the bracha, all I need to do is put up the mezuzah or eat the matzah. But when I give tzedakah, for example, I'm not 100% sure that the poor person will accept my tzedakah. Or when I visit a person in the hospital, for example, I cannot be 100% sure that he will be happy with my visit, that my visit will really help him. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on giving tzedakah or on bikur cholim. And this, says the Birkas Aharon, is true about tshuva. We've become so used to the concept of tshuva, we just assume, I do tshuva, Hashem will forgive me. Who says? Who says that Hashem has to accept my tshuva? This, of course, is related to yesterday's FMT, but the Birkas Aharon says that we need to look at tshuva as a complete gift from Hashem. And I cannot be 100% sure that He will accept my tshuva. And hence, no bracha. Very, very sobering. One question, three answers from the Birkas Aharon. We should all be zocha to real and true tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.